tomorrow is National Siblings Day, but don't wait until then to have some family fun. See if your brother or sister can help you solve this week's puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener David Edelheit of Oyster Bay, New York. I said, think of four-letter proper names that are all anagrams of each other. I said two of them are first names, one male and one female, and the other two are well-known geographical names. What are they? Well, my intended answer was Liam and Mila, M-I-L-A. Those are anagrams of Lima and Molly, the country. We had another answer that I think is just as good as mine, Nora and Aaron, A-R-O-N. You can rearrange those to make Arno, the river, and Oran, the port in Algeria. And there are a couple other acceptable answers as well.
We got over 1,000 responses, and our winner is Tom Rosen from Austin, Texas. Heya, Tom. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am very excited.
Good. We're excited to have you. Tell us how you figured it out.
Well, my boss and I have a Monday check-in, and whenever we exhaust all of our agenda items, one of us asks the other if they are RTP, ready to puzzle. And then we listen to the puzzle, try to crack it, and the big break we got is my boss suggested Lima, and then we solved it from there.
How long have you been playing?
So I started doing the puzzle several years ago. It was actually a very special thing that my grandpa and I would do together. He passed in December, but whenever there was a particularly troublesome puzzle, he would bemoan you, Will, as if you were a long friend. He would say, that darn Shorts, he's really being tricky today.
I don't know if you've heard, we have someone else here with me in the studio. It's something that we're doing now. Lauren Ober, host of The Big Listen, the NPR show about podcasts. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, Lulu.
Okay, the way we're going to do this is you're going to be Tom's lifeline. You're here to provide hints, words of encouragement when needed. Tom, if you need Lauren's help, by all means, bring her in. But if not, you're going to be on your own. So are you guys ready?
I'm RTP.
I am a little nervous. I'm a little nervous and excited, also sweaty, but I think we can handle it, Tom.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, Tom and Lauren. Today's puzzle is called Artful. I'm going to give you clues for two words. Insert the letters A-R-T consecutively somewhere inside the first word to get the second one. For example, if I said an exclamation akin to yo, and the second clue is robust, you would say hey and hearty, because you insert A-R-T inside hey to get hearty. So here's the first one. Singer who starred in Silkwood and Mask, and your second clue is to reserve as a plane or bus for private use.
Oh, this one is tricking me because I do not know the actress, Lauren, who started with Cameron Diaz.
I could help you. I could help you with that.
Yeah,
Cher.
Cher is it, yeah. And to reserve as a plane or bus.
Reserve, charter.
Charter is it. Here's your next one. Strait between Alaska and Russia. And trading.
Strait between, is that the Bering Strait? Bartering?
Bartering is it. Light brown and a Scottish cloth pattern.
Light brown, so we'd have khaki or beige, maybe, and trying to add art for the latter. Lauren, I might need some help here.
Well, the thing that I thought it was tartan.
Tartan, yeah. Take away A-R-T. You can work backward and you get...
Tan.
There we go.
Tan.
Got the wrong
good
brown.
Good job, Tom.
You guys are a good team.
Here's your next one. A drunken spree and someone who might help with that drunken spree.
So a drunken spree, I'm thinking a binge.
There's another term for that, a synonym.
A bender and a bartender.
There you go. Here's your last one, sofas. And your second clue is graphic elements in ancient hieroglyphics.
I'm thinking couches and...
Couches is right, and insert A-R-T after the first letter.
I think I have it.
Cartouches.
Those oval
things. Wow, you really are making this hard, Will.
You're welcome.
You guys did really well. I'm so glad I did not have to play that puzzle.
Tom, this is a tag team made in heaven, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Lauren, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
I'm very grateful for it.
All right, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You could read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Tom, what member station do you listen to?
I am a sustaining member with KUT 90.5 in Austin, Texas.
Great station. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle today.
Thank you so much.
And Lauren, thank you for playing. You did really well. So before you go, we want to hear your podcast pick for the week.
Well, since Passover is coming up, I have to give a shout out to The Rana and Beverly Show featuring America's favorite middle-aged Jewish singles.
Awesome. All right. Thanks again for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yeah, it comes from listener Joe Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Name a well-known U.S. city in two words, replace each of these words with a word that rhymes with it, and you'll name a large sea creature in two words. What is it? So again, a well-known U.S. city in two words, replace each of the words with a word that rhymes with it, and you'll name a large sea creature in two words. What sea creature is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. So include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, and our special guest of the week. Don't forget. Will, Lauren, again, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lou.
A lot.